There are new details of a proposed settlement of the class action lawsuit stemming from the February 2023 train derailment in East Palestine. According to a brief filed Friday in Youngstown Federal Court, people who live within 20 miles of the accident will be eligible for some form of compensation. A point system will determine the amount for those who live within 1 to 10 miles. Those who live 10 to 20 miles away are also eligible for compensation, but there is no point system. Businesses within 1 to 20 miles of the site are also eligible if they provide proof of actual net losses for last year. A final hearing for the settlement terms is scheduled for September 25th. The proposal was recommended to both parties by a mediator in March and accepted by all earlier this month. It also calls for optional personal injury claims for people within 10 miles of the derailment. The search for a missing man from Canton is over. Authorities canceled the alert for 87-year-old Alton Carter around 1:15 Monday afternoon. It had been issued about 45 minutes earlier. Further information was not available. Canton police had said Carter didn't return after walking away from his 5th Street Northeast home around 7:45 Monday morning. Carter suffers from dementia, is diabetic, and law enforcement reportedly was concerned about his safety. Stark County gets mixed reviews for its air quality over the past 10 years. According to a report from the American Lung Association, Stark was in the top 10 for ozone pollution. It received a letter grade of D, but was given a B for daily particle pollution. Only 34 Ohio counties report ozone data, and 22 report particle pollution. The report, which was issued last week, says Stark was among four counties where the yearly amount of fine particulate matter surpassed the new EPA standard. The new standard is set to take effect next month. It will allow up to 9 micrograms per cubic meter of fine particulate pollution per year. Stark had a yearly average of 9.2 micrograms. The previous standard was 12. The rankings were based on U.S. Environmental Protection Agency data from 2020 to 2022. The search for an armed man on the run in Uniontown was called off Saturday night. Police posted on Facebook around 12:30 p.m. the man had threatened someone near Community Park on Apollo Street Northwest and fled on foot. He was identified as 48-year-old Raymond Kliz of Akron. He is described as being 5'6", 155 pounds, with blonde hair and blue eyes. He was wearing a dark hoodie and mask. Kliz faces multiple charges, including violation of a protection order, inducing panic, and aggravated menacing. Nearby residents were told to stay in their homes with doors locked. An update at 6:45 said the search had been called off, but the man could still be sought. A Canton man is jailed on charges stemming from a series of vehicle break-ins in Green and New Franklin. The Summit County Sheriff's Office says deputies were called to multiple locations about reported thefts Saturday. Some of the stolen items included a drone, backpacks, and laptop computers. Area law enforcement was told to be on the lookout for the suspect's vehicle and the items. The car was stopped by police in Stark County. A search of the vehicle turned up many of the stolen items. 34-year-old Richard Hollenbaugh was arrested and charged with several counts of breaking and entering and theft. He was taken to the Summit County Jail. Additional charges are pending the outcome of the investigation. A two-vehicle collision in Perry Township has landed a woman in the hospital. Police say the wreck occurred around 6:45 Sunday night. A 53-year-old woman was riding a motorcycle eastbound on Lincoln Way East. The crash occurred when an SUV driven by a 26-year-old man turned onto the roadway from Romont Road Southwest. The woman may have suffered serious injuries. She was taken to the hospital. There was no word of her condition. The incident is under investigation.
Investigators are trying to determine the cause of a fire that damaged a vacant house in Sebring Monday morning. Firefighters responded to the address around 1:15. The house was fully involved upon arrival. Crews from Alliance and Lexington Township were called for mutual aid. Firefighters were on scene for about 4 hours. There were no injuries. Youngstown police say a car crashed into a home on the city's south side Saturday night. Officers responded to the Williamson Avenue address around 11 p.m. after a report of a possible burglary in progress. They instead found a vehicle had struck the side of the house. The driver, Jatasha Simmons, was arrested and charged with OVI, failure to control, and driving without a valid license.
He pleaded not guilty during his arraignment Monday in municipal court.
One of Simmons' passengers, Shaven Hazley, was wanted on a warrant charging her with child endangerment. She allegedly left her 7-year-old child in a car alone while she was at a bar in Austintown April 20th.
Delinquent property tax money has cost the Youngstown School District more than $12 million. A report at Thursday's Board of Education meeting showed more than 37% of the district's nearly 63,000 properties are delinquent. According to the Vindicator, it projects a $16.9 million deficit by fiscal year 2028. Voters in November renewed a 9.5 mil general operating levy. Tuesday, the district announced it would reduce administrative and support staff to cut nearly $4 million from the budget.
A fatal accident at a
a Trumbull County business is under investigation by the Occupational Safety and Health Administration. It happened Friday afternoon at McGill Septic Tank Company in Kinsman. Sheriff Paul Monroe says a 37-year-old woman was pinned between a forklift and a truck. She was taken to the hospital where she died from her injuries. OSHA has 6 months to complete its investigation. It can issue citations and propose fines if the agency determines there were violations of workplace safety and/or health regulations. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.